USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rick Perry, the latest member of the Trump cabinet to be stepping down. Energy Secretary Perry saying he's leaving, and not because of anything having to do with Ukraine.
Yeah, well, it has absolutely nothing to do with Ukraine. It has everything to do with, for the last 8 or 9 months, I've been looking back to Texas on a pretty regular basis, to Round Top, Texas, my wife, my dogs, and kind of going on to the next adventure in life.
Perry was speaking on Fox and Friends. A key House committee has approved Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sweeping drug pricing measure. The bill the House Energy and Commerce panel approved last night would allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on as many as 250 expensive drugs each year, and the discounts could then be applied to private health insurance plans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Gunfire and shelling are reportedly continuing in northeast Syria, one day after Turkey agreed to a temporary halt to its military campaign against Kurdish forces there. Announced by Vice President Mike Pence as a ceasefire after meeting with the Turkish president, Turkish officials refer to it only as a pause in the fighting. It's supposed to give the Kurds, former U.S. allies, 5 days to pull out of the region. Much of the Gulf Coast is under tropical storm warnings again. Here's correspondent John Hunt.
Moving off the eastern coast of Mexico, the low-pressure system was expected to develop into a tropical or subtropical system by the end of the day Friday, according to the National Hurricane Center.
Tens of thousands in California's Santa Barbara County could lose power today due to high winds. Southern California Edison says they might shut off the power to over 6,700 customers to reduce the risk of wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says Texas made a fortune after Hurricane Harvey. His comments coming during that rally he held in Dallas last night. The 2017 hurricane resulted in over 100 deaths in Texas. It also caused catastrophic flooding, but the president says he paid billions of dollars to the state, and they thanked him for being so generous. NBC says it will not reopen an investigation into sexual assault accusations against Matt Lauer. The former Today Show host was fired in 2017 after sexual misconduct allegations. A new book from Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Ronan Farrow has brought up questions about how the network handled the incident. The book claims movie mogul Harvey Weinstein threatened to expose Lauer if NBC did not quash Farrow's own reporting on Weinstein's sexual misconduct. And Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter says misinformation campaigns helped create an atmosphere for her father's assassination. Bernice King's Twitter comments in response to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who said the social media platform doesn't need to fact-check political ads. He invoked MLK's name, saying it's important that Facebook give a voice to minority voices. Remember, you can find us online anytime you'd like. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.